Welcome to today's encouragement from our daily bread. I'm Wynn Collier, and I wrote today's piece titled, Missing the Basics. For decades, McDonald's ruled fast food with their Quarter Pounder burger. In the 1980s, a rival chain cooked up an idea to dethrone the company with the golden arches. A&W offered the Third Pound burger, larger than McDonald's, and sold it for the same price. Even more, A&W's burger won numerous blind taste tests. But the burger bombed. Nobody bought it. Eventually, they dropped it from the menu. Research revealed that consumers misunderstood the math and thought the Third Pound burger was smaller than the Quarter Pounder. A grand idea failed because people missed the basics. Jesus warned of how easy it is to miss the basics. Religious leaders, scheming to trap and discredit him during the week he was crucified, posed a strange, hypothetical scenario about a woman who was widowed 7 times. Jesus responded, insisting that this knotty dilemma wasn't a problem at all. Rather, their problem was how they didn't know the scriptures or the power of God. The scriptures, Jesus insisted, aren't first intended to answer logical or philosophical puzzles. Rather, their primary aim is to lead us to know and love Jesus and to have eternal life in Him. These are the basics the leaders missed. We often miss the basics too. The Bible's main aim is an encounter with the living Jesus. It would be heartbreaking to miss it. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Matthew chapter 22, verses 23 to 33. That same day, the Sadducees, who say there is no resurrection, came to him with a question. Teacher, they said, Moses told us that if a man dies without having children, his brother must marry the widow and raise up offspring for him. Now there were 7 brothers among us. The first one married and died. And since he had no children, he left his wife to his brother. The same thing happened to the second and third brother, right on down to the 7th. Finally, the woman died. Now then, at the resurrection, whose wife will she be of the 7, since all of them were married to her? Jesus replied, You are in error, because you do not know the scriptures or the power of God. At the resurrection, people will neither marry nor be given in marriage. They will be like the angels in heaven. But about the resurrection of the dead, have you not read what God said to you? I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but of the living. When the crowds heard this, they were astonished at his teaching. Let's pray. Dear God, sometimes we get lost, even among basic good things. Please help us. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's encouragement was provided by our Daily Bread Ministries.